First half of the season in the books. The Ravens now turn their attention to their only November game, Sunday at 1 at M&T Bank Stadium, when they take on the Oakland Raiders. Week 10, ninth game of the season, and the Ravens will arrive in first place in the AFC North at 6-2. Good evening and welcome to Ravens One-on-One. Jerry Sandusky with you. Delighted to be joined by Ravens defensive lineman Maka Kimoatu. Kimo, thanks for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So you get to this point in the season, you're at 6-2, you're in first place in the AFC North. If we were to go back to training camp and told you, hey, that's the scenario, everybody would be totally happy, right?
Great.
Except as you talk to everybody around town, you're already getting the feeling that Ravens fans are not totally happy because you're not winning with enough style points. Right. How frustrating is that to be in first place, to be 6-2, and to get a sense that everybody's not thrilled with you right now?
Well, you know, it's frustrating, you know, I mean, for me as a defensive lineman, the way people's been running the ball, the way other teams been running the ball against us, you know, we need to step up and stop the, you know, get the yardage of runs on us down. I guess, you know, people are just not happy sometimes because there's a high expectation here for the Ravens. We're supposed to win in style. We're supposed to, you know, run people over and beat them down. You know, there's a high level expectations for the Baltimore Ravens that has been set, you know, way before, you know, I was here. So
way before you were here the first time.
Yeah,
you started your career here.
Yeah, I started my career here, and you know, the standard that you know, Ray Lewis and the, you know, 2000 Super Bowl team has set is a standard here, and you know, even the last time I was here, that's what the level of expectation has been set. That's the bar that's been set here in Baltimore.
And it's been a bar that's been consistently achieved year after year after year. They've been in the top five, the top three against run defense. And suddenly this year rolls around, and going into Cleveland, you guys had given up for the first time in franchise history more than 180 yards rushing to three straight opponents. I imagine there's a lot of soul searching that goes on after something like that, where you, as a team, as individuals, look in the mirror, and the first question you have to say is, what's the problem? Are we that good? Are we not that good? Is this systematic? Is this individual effort? What are some of the answers that you started to come up with because you were more consistent as a defense against Cleveland?
You know, we are that good. We have the talent. You know, we have some young guys that are very talented. We have a great defensive coaching staff that, you know, that works their butt off to get all the information that we need. And I think it's just all about braiding it, you know, into braiding a hair. It's like braiding a hair. It has to be the right, you know.
Just from a man with a shaved head, I would have pointed out.
You know, I mean, it's something like that. It has to be the right amount of pressure here, right amount of tweak here and there. And we're not that far off. You know, we're a little bit of – we're one tweak away. We're a biscuit away from being that perfect defense, you know, that needs to be. But, you know, every day we're working at it. And Harbaugh has set the standards for the defense. We need to, you know, step it up.
How much did the bye week help in terms of getting a chance to go back to working on some fundamentals?
Bye week helped a lot, you know. Fundamentals breaking, you know, coaches going through it. Everything in the first half and bringing it down in bye week and tweaking up the, you know, younger guys, reminding the veteran guys what they need to do. And, you know, obviously it hurt us big time, you know, that, you know, Ray Lewis is the heart of our defense, went down, and Webby, you know, a couple of them, they're two main guys in our starting defense that really makes that defense roll. So, you know, how guys had to step up bye week, we had to step back, you know, take a breath and then step back into it going into it.
And as you step back in, you have Terrell Suggs now with you for a second week in a row against Cleveland, and he's been back at practice. How much, to go back to your theme of braiding the elements together, how much does that help having the defending defensive MVP not just back in the lineup on Sunday, but back in the meeting rooms, back on the practice field, because Suggs is a unique personality and talent.
Suggs is really unique. You know, I guess you could say we got, you know, defense got that little swagger back. You know, so I was here a year before Suggs got here. He's for his rookie year getting, he was real quiet, but I'm very proud of seeing him grow up, you know, developing to who the person he is now. And in the meeting room, out on the field, he's always positive. He's always pumping up the younger guys. He's always making us laugh. So, you know, he's a great guy to be around. He's very positive. and he makes plays. You know, he's coming back. He's slowly getting back into it.
And the faster he gets back to full speed, the faster I think you'll see the improvements everybody's looking for on this Ravens defense.
Ravens One-on-One is presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.